Russia's invasion of Ukraine is stoking economic and financial fear worldwide. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Russia has invaded Ukraine. President Biden is scheduled to meet this morning with G7 leaders, including Canada, Britain, Japan, and Germany. They're expected to coordinate new sanctions on Russia. Those sanctions may shape both the conflict and the economic consequences to Russia and the global economy. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
In a statement last night, President Biden said the new sanctions would be severe. He also promised that the U.S. and allies will continue to provide support to Ukraine. The president didn't give details, but among other things, the U.S. has so far made available $1 billion in sovereign loan guarantees. An initial round of sanctions targeted several Russian banks, oligarchs, and other political elites. New sanctions could target additional banks and could ban American institutions from processing transactions on behalf of those banks that could impact things like foreign exchange services. Russia could be barred from getting certain exports, such as computer chips. And one of the toughest sanctions possible would be to kick Russian banks out of the SWIFT interbank messaging system, which helps facilitate things like money transfers and stock transactions. The Reuters news agency is reporting that European leaders are unlikely to take that step for now because it would make it difficult to recover some $30 billion owed to foreign creditors. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Investors around the world are moving their assets out of stocks and riskier investments and into safer places. The dollar, the yen, gold, these are all considered safe havens, and they are rallying. Markets, on the other hand, are tanking. The FTSE in London and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong are both down more than 3%. The German DAX is down 5%. Brent crude is over $100 a barrel. All of these moves point to broader concerns for the global economy. Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London.
Markets have not reacted well to the Russian military rolling into Ukraine in the early hours of this morning, seeing heavy losses across the board. What's driving it? A big jump in Brent crude prices above $100 a barrel. We're also seeing big rises in industrial metals, and we're also seeing big rises in agricultural commodities like corn and wheat. It's important to understand that Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. And any conflict there is likely to impact global production.
Are the moves that we are seeing in markets today reflective of just a general concern, or are there specific economic threats that would affect, investors and economies everywhere?
Obviously, if this was 2014 in Crimea, the market reaction was fairly muted in terms of after around about 4 or 5 days, market concerns subsided. This is not Crimea. We are looking at a completely different Russian president here. So there are two concerns here: inflation, price pressures at a time when the cost of living is already squeezed, and the potential disruption and potential breakout of further military hostilities if Putin were to threaten the borders of NATO members of the Baltic states and Poland, which he seems perfectly capable of doing. I don't think it's hyperbole to say that Europe is on the cusp of its worst existential crisis since World War II. It's no exaggeration.
Michael Hewson, chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a quick look at how futures here in the U.S. are doing. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down in the 2.6 to 3.2% range, with the Dow future down 871 points, the 10-year Treasury yield is at 1.873%. Tonight, a new episode of Law and Order will air on NBC for the first time in more than a decade. The original series ran for 20 years and inspired a whole universe of spin-offs. Now the original is back with the same format and the same sonic signature. Law and Order may not have changed much in 30 years, but as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, the business of television certainly has.
When Law & Order premiered in 1990, it was groundbreaking. There had been lots of shows about police. That would be the law side of things. But this one added the drama of the courtroom, the order part.
It's okay to play the hero, Nolan, as long as you win.
That's actor Sam Waterston, who's returning as lawyer Jack McCoy. The show also made these public officials relatable, says Julia Alexander, a media industry analyst with Parrot Analytics.
Let's make this thing feel very real. Let's make the prosecutors and the cops, let's make them a little bit tired. Let's make them faulty.
Alexander says that approach led to phenomenal success and influenced TV shows that came later.
In a way that has defined the anti-hero dramas that we are now in this age of.
The original Law & Order did so well, in part because television was in a different age when it premiered. Brian Weezer is with the company Group M, which buys advertising time for its clients.
Law & Order came about at a time when traditional network television was far more dominant in the media industry than it is today.
Now, with streaming, there are way more choices about what to watch, including NBC's own service, Peacock, which will stream Law & Order a day after it's on the network. All that competition continues to make broadcast television less desirable for advertisers.
The capacity of television to satisfy a marketer's goals is going to be even more diminished going forward than it is today.
Another thing that's diminished is the popular perception of police. Daniel Daddario is the chief television critic at Variety. He says the Law & Order revival nods to that by including a new character, a police officer who uses unethical tactics to obtain a confession.
What struck me as different was an increased attentiveness to the idea that cops are not always and in everything they do heroic.
Daddario says it's an attempt to meet audience members where they are and maybe bring in some people who didn't see the show the first time around. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.